going to learn now about a place called Barneo Camp. It's probably the most exclusive Russian resort in the world, though it's not technically in Russia, and it's not exactly luxurious. There's a swimming pool, but the water temperature is just above freezing. And taking a walk outside requires an armed escort because of the polar bears. Barneo is built on an ice floe in the Arctic Ocean and only operates for 1 month a year. It's currently the best and cheapest jumping-off point to the North Pole, but getting there just got harder, as Alina Simone reports.
Every year in March, a Russian cargo plane takes off for the North Pole with an impossible-sounding mission: to airdrop a pair of tractor plows, 50 tons of equipment, and a landing crew on a moving chunk of ice just off the polar ice cap. Within a few days, they construct a tent city and carve out a runway in temperatures below minus 20 degrees Celsius. Barneo Ice Camp then opens for business, welcoming tourists and athletes who have spent a minimum of $20,000 just to reach the top of the world. Barneo is run by Russia, but to get there, you have to go through Norway. For a decade, Barneo has flown tourists out of the remote Norwegian settlement of Longyearbyen, but that working relationship just came to an end. See, Barneo is also used by the Russians to conduct military drills, activity that has stepped up significantly in recent years, and it's making Norway increasingly nervous.
The Russian government has kindly agreed to assist Norway.
This year, a Norwegian TV thriller debuted on Netflix called Occupied, about a dystopian future where the Russians assert control over Norway.
The storyline in itself in Occupied is a bit extreme, but I think it definitely plays into this fear in, I mean, it's a nationalistic fear in Norway, right? That you're bordering Russia, and Russia has always been the big bad enemy to the east.
This is Andreas Ostagen at the Norwegian Institute for Defense Studies.
I think that's what the Norwegian government is fearing the most, that if they show too much of say, let's say, weakness or you know, unwillingness to actually respond to these Russian actions, then Russia sees that as a sign of weakness, or as a sign that Norway is not actually willing to step up and say, defend its part of the Arctic. So it seems to me a bit like a tit-for-tat game.
This year, the game began when Chechen paratroopers were dropped off at Barneo to conduct survival and rescue drills in early April. That's the sound of Chechens firing machine guns over the ice. Norway didn't come right out and publicly condemn the exercises, but they did cancel all of Barneo's remaining flight permits, and that threw the plans of tourists waiting in Longyearbyen into chaos, including 47 runners from around the world who had come to compete in the annual North Pole Marathon. Polar explorer Erik Larsen was among those left hanging.
It was just kind of this wild roller coaster ride of information where, okay, Get your stuff packed and get ready, we're going. Oh, no, wait, there's this problem with, you know, the bureaucracy. And can you call this person to hopefully, you know, put some pressure on the Norwegian government?
According to Viktor Boyarsky, one of Barneo's founders, Barneo's staff had nothing to do with organizing the Chechen military exercises.
It was a kind of wrong impression.
But he also adds that the soldiers had a right to be there. After a couple days, Norway did lift the flight embargo on Barneo, allowing the North Pole Marathon to continue. But they also issued strict new flight regulations.
And for us, it was difficult to accept this one.
Given the Arctic's volatile weather, Boyarsky says, flexibility is key. You just can't fly to the pole according to a rigid timetable. So at the end of this year's polar season, Barneo announced it's moving out of Norway. Those hoping to visit the North Pole via Barneo next year will have to go through a remote territory in Russia. Unlike traveling through Longyearbyen, getting there will require a visa. So is it time to cue the Occupied theme song? Andreas Ostagen says not yet. There's too much at stake for both Russia and Norway to risk their relationship. And he points out a lot of countries conduct military drills in the Arctic, including America. In the long run, though, it's probably global warming, not Cold War politics, that poses the biggest threat to Barneo. The ice flow supporting the camp snapped 4 times this year, causing greater delays than the Norwegians ever did. For The World, this is Alina Simone.
We have a ton of photos of everyday life on Borneo. We've even got one of the swimming pool there. It's just a few degrees above freezing. Catch those at PRI.org. Coming up, square dancing meets a new demographic at one California school. That story here on The World.